Chapter 1500, The Beast in Chains for Gary and His Group. There were several troubling theories swirling in their minds about what would happen now that Ilva, the Luna of the Pack, had been taken out. Since she was the one who carried the power to elevate both herself and Lupus into their true Luna and Alpha forms, her death raised far more questions than answers. One possibility was that, with Ilva gone, Lupus would lose his connection and the transformation would collapse on its own, forcing him out of his Alpha state. The other theory was darker, one that Midwek himself had voiced with certainty. If the Luna perished, a new one wouldn't just appear automatically. The Alpha had to choose his next Luna. That meant, for Lupus, no new Luna could step forward to drag him back from his maddened frenzy. He was locked in this state at least until something or someone forced him out of it. But what did that mean for them now? Could a new Luna somehow soothe him? Could the bond between them calm the beast? Or was he trapped in this monstrous form, doomed to rage endlessly until he burned out or was slain? Gary's eyes locked on the hulking silhouette in the distance. Lupus, still towering in his fully transformed state, was thrashing wildly. His aura flared violently, and the moonlight clung to him as if feeding his madness. Gary wondered if it was the full moon itself keeping him sustained. Will he turn back once the night ends, or when his energy burns out? Or maybe he's stuck like this forever, Gary thought grimly. If that's the case, the only way this ends is with his death. And that had been why Gary had wanted to keep Ilva alive, to use her as the only anchor capable of dragging Lupus back from this nightmare. With that possibility now gone, thanks to Blake's decisive strike, all those desperate chances vanished. Blake pulled his swords free from Ilva's corpse, but his arms trembled violently. His legs shook like they would collapse beneath him, and Gary felt the same weakness gnawing at his own body. Both of them were barely able to stand. "I can't even blame Blake for what he did," Gary admitted to himself. "I would have done the same in his shoes. Who knows, maybe Ilva would have recovered her strength and struck us down the moment we turned away. I don't understand her connection to the moon's power, not fully. But what I do know is that in our current condition, we're useless to the others. We can't keep this fight going." Yet, even in tragedy, there was one small blessing spreading across the battlefield. With Ilva gone, her wolf song, the eerie melody that had twisted and driven the pack into a mindless frenzy, vanished as well. The suffocating pressure lifted from the air, and the werewolves, once nothing more than blood-crazed monsters, now fought with far less ferocity. They were still dangerous, but no longer seemed like unrelenting beasts. That small shift gave the remaining fighters hope. Their blows landed truer, their weapons seemed to bite deeper, and for the first time in what felt like forever, they felt as if the tide of battle was tipping back toward them. But none of it mattered if Lupus remained the unstoppable storm in their midst. Gary clenched his jaw. "Even if we can handle the pack, none of it matters if we can't stop him. And right now, everyone is tied up with their own fights. No one's free to face Lupus." His eyes turned again toward the distant ripples of energy shaking the night air. The clash of power was so intense that even from here he could feel the shockwaves reverberating under his feet. Someone's fighting him. Someone's actually standing toe-to-toe with that monster. Meanwhile, deep below ground, away from the chaos of the battlefield, another struggle was unfolding. In the cellar, Kai's body lay bound by ropes laced with special anti-altered material. His skin was slick with sweat, his breaths ragged, his chest heaving. The bindings kept him pinned in his human state, weak and drained of strength. They wouldn't hold him if he transformed fully, but in his current state they were enough to cage him. Marie and Adam Law stood watch, their eyes cautious as they kept their distance. "Kai, you're not making any sense," Marie said, her voice tight. Kai's lips curled into a snarl, his voice raw and edged with hunger. "Marie, I know you don't trust me, I know what I've done, who I attacked, but listen to me now, bring me food." His voice broke into a growl. "If I eat, I can transform, I can fight." "Kai, are you insane?" Marie shot back. "If we give you food, you'll lose yourself again. You'll turn back into your werewolf form, and the first thing you'll do is attack Gary." "Not this time." Kai's eyes gleamed with a dangerous light. "I can feel it, the surge of power in the air. It's Lupus. His presence is overwhelming everything else. If I transform now, I'll be able to fight him. I only turned on Gary before because Lupus fled. He won't be able to run this time. I'll take him down myself." His words held weight, but Marie glanced at the sliver of moonlight filtering in through a crack in the cellar. She could sense the shift of time. 10 minutes, she whispered to herself. only 10 minutes until sunrise. If they could hold out just a little longer, the balance of power might change. If the sun rose and the moonlight faded, then maybe, just maybe, they could win without letting Kai loose again. "Kai, we just need to wait. Cut the bullshit," Kai roared, thrashing against his bindings. Hunger gnawed at him, twisting his words, sharpening his fury. "Are all of you idiots?" Marie froze. His voice was different, harsher. "You're sitting here hoping the others can hold on. Do you even know who Lupus is fighting right now?" Kai spat. "It's Don Tinge. He's the only one strong enough to even slow him down. But don't fool yourselves, Don will lose. And when Lupus eats him, when he devours his strength, you can't even begin to imagine the monster he'll become." The ropes creaked as Kai pulled against them, his body trembling. "And when that happens, when Don's gone, tell me, what then? What do we do then?" Chapter 1501, King vs. King. When the discussion began about who would face which opponent, there had been no hesitation. Don had known instantly, without a shred of doubt, that he was the only one who could stand against Lupus. From the very beginning, Lupus had been known as one of the kings, an apex predator of the werewolves. His strength was legendary, proven time and time again against the endless gangs that had attempted to challenge his rule. No matter how many came, no matter how vicious the attacks, Lupus had always prevailed. His reputation was carved into the blood and bones of countless enemies. And yet, Don himself had often been described in the same way. People had whispered that he carried the strength of a king as well. That comparison for so long had been speculation. But now, on this battlefield drenched in chaos, it was finally time to prove whether or not it was true. Don had expected the battle to be brutal. But the moment Lupus descended in his true alpha form, Don realized the reality was far harsher than even his imagination had prepared him for. With terrifying speed, Lupus had seized Don by the leg, his claws sinking in deep, and in a single motion he leapt high into the air. The two of them soared above the chaos of the battlefield, and then Lupus swung. Don's entire body was hurled down with earth-shattering force. The ground split open as Don's body smashed into it. Dust and debris exploded outward in every direction, and those who had been fighting nearby stumbled, falling to their knees as shockwaves tore through the area. The sheer impact of the throw created ripples of destruction, a reminder to all of just how overwhelming Lupus, raw power truly was. Thankfully, Don had been thrown clear of the restaurant, away from the most densely packed area of combat. Even so, the clash between the two titans sent animal instincts surging through the battlefield. Alterds and werewolves alike instinctively backed away, shifting the tide of the fight, as though some primal part of them understood that being caught between these two monsters would mean certain death. Already bodies littered the ground. Bloodied werewolves and alterds lay unmoving, their fights cut short. And still, Lupus' focus never wavered. His golden eyes locked onto Don, the prey before him. The instant his paws hit the ground, he charged again, each step tearing into the earth, each stride kicking up chunks of dirt and stone. Don groaned as he forced himself upright. He raised a hand and the water that soaked into the battlefield from earlier fights responded instantly. It surged upward in a series of detonations, each burst of water exploding like a landmine. But where others had once been blasted back, flipped through the air, hurled aside helplessly, Lupus simply kept running. The explosions pounded against his body, but they didn't slow him. He tore through every blast as if they were nothing but gusts of wind. The ground shook with his approach. Don's jaw clenched. He abandoned the tactic immediately and summoned two tridents into his hands, condensing heavy masses of water into each weapon until they glistened like crystallized waves. Then, with a powerful leap, Lupus launched himself directly at Don. Don thrust a trident forward, driving it with all his might, and for a heartbeat he thought he had struck true until the weapon shattered, revealing it had pierced nothing but ice. A decoy. His eyes widened. He spun, barely in time to raise his second trident to block. The collision was devastating. Lupus, blow tore through the weapon and sent vibrations ripping through Don's arms. A wet cough escaped his lips as blood sprayed from his mouth, the force lifting him off his feet and sending him skidding and bouncing violently across the ground. Every bone in his body screamed, but Don gritted his teeth and forced himself to stand. With a roar, he hurled both tridents into the air. They spun with lethal speed, the force of their throw carving shockwaves as they cut across the battlefield. Lupus, agile even in his monstrous form, twisted his body with unnatural grace. He avoided them, leaping aside, and before Don could even breathe, the werewolf was upon him again. "He's fighting like a pure beast," Don thought grimly. "And this form, it's far, far stronger than before. His strength, his speed. They both eclipse mine. He's not even relying on techniques anymore. He doesn't need them. His raw power is more than enough." Don hated to admit it, but if he hadn't regained some of his edge in his previous fights, if his body hadn't already been forced back toward its peak, he would have been crushed by the first two blows alone. Thankfully, the Leviathan altered form gave him resilience. It gave him just enough durability to survive this far. "Unfortunately for you," Don growled through clenched teeth, "I expected to get hit." He raised his hands again. Water pooled beneath Lupus, charging steps. The instant the Alpha landed on one, a storm of spears erupted upward, stabbing into his body from multiple angles. The tridents, formed from condensed water, pierced his flesh with savage precision. Each blow landed with nearly as much force as if Don had thrown them himself. For a brief moment, it looked as though Lupus had been caught. The damage was visible. Blood spilled, staining the summoned weapons. But even so, Lupus only slowed for an instant. His body stiffened, his muscles tensed, and then one by one the tridents froze over. They crystallized into solid ice streaked red with his blood, and with a flex of his immense strength they all shattered. Don's eyes narrowed. He barely had time to react before Lupus slammed his clawed hand into the ground. Frost exploded outward in a sudden surge. The entire area beneath Don froze solid. The terrain turned into a death trap in a single instant. His second plan had failed. Summoning rain would take too long. Even if he did, Lupus would simply tear through it. Don's chest rose and fell heavily. He knew what he had to do. "All right then," he muttered, his voice low but firm. "If it comes down to it, I guess we fight physical strength. With physical strength." He stretched his arms wide, his body trembling as it began to grow. His skin split, water surging out, his form swelling and shifting. His human frame cracked and expanded, scales glistening as his true power awakened. Don was no longer holding back. With a roar that shook the battlefield, his full transformation took shape. He became the Leviathan.